Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. And we are here in Toms River, New Jersey, at the
New Jersey Second Amendment Society Evan Knappen Spectacular.
Nice.
Evan is just gave a great 2-hour speech and Q&A session, and he is now signing books, and that's all the background noise you hear. And we're going to have some guests tonight. Frank Flamingo from the New Jersey Second Amendment Society will be on.
Great.
But before we get into that, thank you again for making Gun for Hire Radio number one in national on iTunes.
100,000 listeners a week. That's great.
Could you imagine
from
such a thing?
100,000 listeners in 25 weeks.
It is 27 weeks.
Yes, but the first 2 weeks we had you and me listening. That was pretty much it, right?
Correct. It was you and I. So, listen to this as some news here. Everybody's aware that the House bill H.R. 822 is now on the way to the Senate.
Yes.
And we have enough Senate votes. But guess what? A little surprise popped up, Sandy.
What is that,
you
Anthony?
Know, I caught shit early on of our radio show because I called Christie a pimp and said he was no friend of gun owners.
Absolutely.
And I got a lot of pushback from our listeners saying, why would you say that? He's a Republican, blah, 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 blah. Well, what happened last week? Christie came out publicly and said he is not a fan of H.R. 822.
Say it isn't so.
Yes. He lined up with Lautenberg and Menendez and all of the other friggin' gun grabbers, okay? He aligned himself with Loretta Weinberg, no less, okay? I thought Christie was a conservative. What happened?
Conservative, yes. Yes, with conservatives like him, we really don't need enemies, do we?
Seriously, Christie opposes the push in Congress that would effectively override New Jersey's strict gun laws, it said, which, again, was a misnomer. This was in NewJersey.com or NorthJersey.com. But our governor, who, you know, I said it all along, I believe it's going to be Romney and Christie on the Republican ticket, by the way.
That's sad.
But here he is, our Republican governor. He pisses everybody off. The press doesn't even jump on this, okay? Him and Loretta Weinberg, they don't believe that the federal law should be passed. Again, because you want to know why, Sandy? They say we're different in New Jersey.
Yeah, we're different. We have the city with the highest murder rate in the world.
Wait a minute. Aren't we one of the 13 colonies that fought in a revolution so that we could have a constitution and a bill of rights?
Sadly,
I am fed up, Sandy. I am fed up. Okay?
How quickly we forget what was fought for here.
And here we are in New Jersey, so now we know we don't have our governor on our side. But you know what? This bill has legs, man. This bill can pass the Senate. We have enough votes and we have Harry Reid in our pocket. We can pass the Senate.
Yeah, but do you think Harry Reid is going to actually vote our way this time?
He has to. He's under a lot of pressure with the NRA.
Hey, look at what happened with flippin' Fred Madden.
Well,
he was A-rated by the NRA, too, so I'm
listen,
not really
let's think about it this way. 44 states issue carry permits right now. Out of that, 40 have very liberal gun laws, and a lot of them have Democratic senators. We stand a very good chance, Sandy, of having it pass the Senate. Now, what could happen when it passes the Senate? It could go to the president. He could ignore it and let the time lapse where it automatically becomes law so he doesn't get any poop for it. He could sign it, or he could veto it.
And he said he's already told the Brady Bunch that he was going to veto it as soon as it came to his desk, that he would not sign the bill.
So let's see what happens, because we have an election year coming up. You know the Senate's not going to vote on this. What does Congress work, 67 days a year?
Yeah, probably that.
67, 68
days a
year.
They work actually two more days than the Greeks.
Two more days than the Greeks. Forget about the anybody. Don't invest in the euros right now. I tell you that right now.
It's not a good thing.
So, ladies and gentlemen, not only do we have to be pissed off by our senators and our congressmen, but now, lo and behold, we find out that our governor is not behind us at all either. So if not for our grassroots organizations that are backing us up, that we're fighting for every day. I mean, we drove down here today. I drove 87 miles to be here. Frank and everybody goes out of the way. Knappen drives down from New Hampshire to do what we're doing here today so that we could fight this tyrannical, you know, leadership that we have. Who the hell are they to tell us that we can't have our own Second Amendment, our own constitutional rights in the state of New Jersey? I said it 6 months ago when the show started that Christie was a pimp, and I go on record saying it again. He was no friend to the gun owners, and lo and behold, he tilted his cards and showed his hand. He is no effing friend of New Jersey gun owners, and I'm tired of it.
Well, you know, it was evident when he appointed Paula Dow to be his spokesperson for guns. And he told us in the beginning that he would sign any bill that got to his desk, knowing full well that he put enough barriers in between the bills and him so he wouldn't have to commit political suicide.
Correct. He never has to worry about signing a bill.
Yeah.
But, you know, when we have Frank on in a few minutes, between the SAF lawsuits, the ANJRPC lawsuits, the New Jersey Second Amendment Society lawsuits, it's really the only way we're going to get any changes in New Jersey, because obviously our politicians from the governor down are not on our side, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so what do we do? What do we do? We have to sue and fight and crawl uphill to try to get our rights back, and as you would say, on the very soil that blood was spilled so that we could be free from tyrant leaders.
And it's evident that we can't do it in the ballot box because we can't get New Jersey gun owners to go out and vote.
Well, we saw that in November. I'm embarrassed.
Absolutely.
I'm embarrassed for our brothers and sisters in the state of New Jersey that we had such a lousy turnout for the November 8th elections. We had a chance to change this state, and no one showed up for it.
And we'll be right back with our first guest, Frank Fiammingo, president of the New Jersey Second Amendment Society.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Lipstick Bodyguard is available at all Gun for Hire locations and events. In New Jersey at South Jersey Shooting Club, 840 Piney Hollow Road in Winslow. In Tom's River at Just for Nurses Boutique, 47 Route 37 East between Main Street and Hooper Avenue. Or just follow the brand new link at the Gun for Hire Radio website at gunforhireradio.com. And you're back listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. And we're here in Toms River, New Jersey, at the New Jersey Second Amendment Society meeting.
You hear that crowd in the background?
It is packed.
It was really, was it a record turnout, Frank?
It certainly was. This is the biggest crowd we've ever had.
Frank, earlier in the meeting, I thank you for starting the NJ2AS and everything that you do. I want to go on air saying that, too, that this whole thing wouldn't have happened if you didn't go to Florida and visit a free state and come back and get pissed off. So thank you again for me and all of our listeners.
Thank you, Anthony.
And it would be nice if a lot of our other listeners went to visit a free state and see what they're missing.
Tonight is a huge crowd. There's still a huge line. Evan Knappen signing books. I mean, for you people that didn't come here tonight, 2 hours, Evan Knappen spoke and then answered any question that you could throw out him regarding legal laws and gun laws in the state of New Jersey. To miss this was crazy. And real quick, I'll do the plug for Frank. In January, we're going to have David Jensen. And then in February, we're going to have Alan Gura. David Jensen is our right to carry attorney. Alan Gura is our attorney with the Second Amendment Foundation. He's been before Heller and McDonald already, and he's going to be handling our right to carry case as it progresses. But Frank, without further ado, tell us what's going on with NJ2AS and our lawsuit.
Well, right now, I mean, there's an awful lot going on. We recently had our final court date in Superior Court in Trenton. And this was on the case that is part of Operation Establish Compliance. That campaign is all about forcing the towns and municipalities of New Jersey to comply with the state mandates. Right now, what we're finding is members of the community are calling us and saying, hey, Frank, why is it taking 60 days, 6 months, a year for me to get my FID card? Or why are they asking me to fill out this form that's asking me all these intrusive questions about my health and where I live for the last 20 years and, my landlords and everything else under the sun?
And it's epidemic right now.
In
my schools, I hear constantly 90 days, 120 days, you can only have one permit. We need a credit report. We need a notarized affidavit from your spouse that it's okay to own a gun. I tell all these people it's illegal. They ask me what their recourse is. I tell them, call the state police, call the NJ2AS, and eat it, basically.
Well, here's what I've changed our approach a little bit. And I'll tell you a little bit more about the case in a moment. But what I'm telling people to do at this point is to be extremely polite. They should follow up as quickly as possible after they've applied for their firearms identification card or their pistol purchase permit, and the 30 days have passed. They filled out all the forms. They were fingerprinted. They complied with all of the wishes of the local police department. If they don't get a response, they should follow up and they should ask the question, what is holding up my application? People will be nasty to them at times. People will, tell them, well, you're just going to have to wait or whatever. But they should just politely ask the question, well, what is the problem? What seems to be holding up my application? And what can I do to help facilitate the processing of my application? Now, you want to maintain a polite attitude, because what you're going to do is you're going to use their response. If they come back at you with some nasty answer or some, well, just, you're just going to have to wait and that's just the way it is type of attitude, the next step then is to call your assemblyman and your senator, of your district, and as a citizen and as a constituent of that district, you insist that you want them to intercede on your behalf to get your right.
Now, we have that resource on Gun for Hire Radio. On gunforhireradio.com, did you have that resource on the NJ2AS?
We don't have that resource, but I can. I will make sure that we get that.
Yeah, we have it listed, so you could click in your district, and there's the contact information. Mm-hmm.
Frank,
so that's a great idea.
Have you had any experience with someone who is not pro-gun in the assembly or their senator, and now a person goes and complains to that person who is an anti-gun?
I don't as of yet, because I've just instituted, using this as the approach. And I'm going to keep track of that as we move forward, because, as you say, there are a lot of representatives in these districts who are not pro-gun. But
say it's not so. This is New Jersey, right?
However, they do have a responsibility to represent the interests of their constituents. So,
that would be novel in New Jersey.
I'm telling
it?
You, I think it's an approach that might work.
You're saying representatives that represent us?
Yes.
In New Jersey?
Yes.
Frank, do you have a fever?
Well, my wife would tell you I have cartoons running in my head all the time, but that's another story.
My wife says the same thing, unfortunately, for different reasons.
But getting back to the court case just for a moment, we did have our day in court. This has been delayed since early January of this year, and I'll have a lot to talk about with regard to that. But basically, we had our day in court. The Superior Court judge, in this case, Judge Douglas Hurd, ruled against us. So our case was...
So Douglas hasn't heard.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
And this this case had to do with getting access to the firearms applicant investigation guide, which is simply that piece
the book that each municipality follows.
That's correct.
Of what the process of handling firearms, ID cards, and pistol permits.
That's correct.
We just want something that we paid for. We can't have it.
That's correct.
You're going to tell us when we come back how the case went?
I will.
Am I going to be happy?
No.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
We're back. Well, that's some gay music. But anyway, so Frank, Judge Hurd has not heard. So tell us what happened.
Well, as you know, Anthony, our case was all about the request that we made to have access. I know you're shaking your head. I don't blame you.
No, I know. It's not your fault. You're trying. This case never would have came up if it wasn't for you. So go ahead.
So we had requested access to the firearms applicant investigation guide, which is really nothing more than the instructions to the towns and municipalities as to how they're supposed to process requests, applications for a firearms identification card and pistol purchase permit. This is something that shouldn't be secret. It's something that should be public information so that a person can prepare themselves properly for these applications. So, to make a long story short, we had filed an OPR request, an Open Public Records Act request, for access to the guide, and we were denied. So we went and we asked, well, first we just made the request for the guide, then we filed the OPR request, and also the request was based on common law right to access. We had to file a order to show cause within the Superior Court of New Jersey.
What was their argument as to not allowing us to see something that should be public domain for New Jersey residents?
The New Jersey State Police just basically said you are not allowed to have access to that document based on Governor Christie's Executive Order 47.
Again, Christie comes up, Sandy.
Yeah, correct.
Amazing. See?
Yeah. Now, Christie's Executive Order number 47 basically exempts certain departments and state agencies from OPR requests. Why is that necessary? I don't know. I could understand if you were talking about private information, investigations of specific individuals, something along those lines, surveillance techniques that could be circumvented in some way. But this guide has nothing to do with that. This guide is all about how to process applications.
So all we want to know is why they're not complying with their own law that says that they have 30 days to process these applications and get them back. And they're basically flipping you the bird.
This is 100% correct, Sandy. That's exactly
what
it is.
They're flipping us the bird, and all these other towns are... Listen, we just had one of our board members, she went to get two permits, and the police department said, one, that's all you get. She's like, yeah, but... He goes, I don't care what the law says. Oh. I'm giving you one permit.
Well, that's the problem. They don't care. Nice? They don't care what
that's
the law
incredible.
Says.
And that isn't
what
that
town
great?
Was that in?
Passaic Park.
Great.
So this is what we're fighting. And in order to fight it, I mean, we have to have... When we go to these towns and we argue with them that you're doing something wrong, they say, we're just following what's in the guide. So we need some way of being able to counter that. Now, that was the bad news. We pursued this case in court, and the judge ruled against us. The good news is, in the process of denying us the right to access, they have defined this guide now as a standard operating procedure manual.
Okay, so it's an SOP that the towns have to follow.
That is correct. And the state's attorney went so far as to say, all the rules are already in the statutes. There's nothing in the guide that allows them to go outside those statutes. So if that's the case, the towns can no longer honestly argue that they are following something that's in the guide.
If it's not in the guide.
That's correct.
So
in the statute.
So what do we do now?
Well, what we do now is we go after an individual state, an individual town, excuse me. We go after an individual municipality and who is doing something egregious like requiring a form that should not be required under the state mandates or extending the delay. You know, I had a call from an individual last week, and he said, I've been waiting since September. And I say, well, you know, I'm thinking to myself, well, that's not really that bad. That's pretty usual. September of 2010.
Oh, great. A year and a month.
He's been waiting for his firearms application, his firearms identification card since September of 2010.
Nice.
Over a year. Yes.
What town was it?
This wasn't a town. And this is an interesting situation because this brings up another possibility. He lives up in way North Jersey. In a town that does not have a full-time police department.
So he has to go to state police
he
barracks.
He went directly to the state police barracks. Now, right. They're the ones who were delaying his...
Well, I'll give you another example. Jen, that owns the bullet hole, when she lived in Belleville, she applied for a carry permit as a gun store owner. Belleville and the state processed it in about 2 months. She moved to Pennsylvania, but her business is in New Jersey, so she had to apply for that same state police barracks in Sussex County, and she waited a year and a half for her carry permit, Sandy.
A gun store owner with an
FFL with a clean background record going through the state police.
Yeah, see, there's no excuse for that.
So, Frank, what do we do from here, Frank? Besides, listen, ladies and gentlemen, NJ2AS.com. I know a lot of Gun for Hire listeners, you know, are members of NJ2AS. If you're not, Frank, how much is it to join?
$25 right now. I'm going to probably raise it to $35 in January. But right now, this is the time to get in, $25 a year to become a member. It helps to fund all of these different things that we do. We just had a free meeting. We invited Evan Knappen down. He gave a tremendous presentation this evening. We've got David Jensen, who's an attorney fighting for our rights here in New Jersey. We've got Alan Gura, who's argued successfully in front of the Supreme Court of the United States of New Jersey. We're bringing all these people in and offering these meetings. We're educating people. We're promoting our mission.
And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, I'm on the board. No money gets wasted. We meet at the board. We have board meetings. We don't get reimbursed for mileage. If we order pizza and bring soft drinks, we pay for it out of our own pocket. Nobody's dipping into the till where we're taking your $25 and we're going to Vegas with it. I can tell you right now.
Lawyers are expensive.
Every penny that's going into this is going for legal, going for copying, printing costs, to the cost to run a meeting like this. It's not cheap. And, you know, $25, let's face it, a box of ammo, 9mm is $10, all right? If you own a 40 cal, it's $20 for a box. If you're shooting all year and you want to protect your Second Amendment rights and you want to help fight what we're dealing with, this shit that we have to deal with in New Jersey, $25, you know? And just so we could have some more pulls, you know, when we have these meetings, if we have 500 or 1,000 people show up at these meetings busting at the seams, we're going to start to attract media attention.
Absolutely.
And we need that.
Look at how much media attention we're attracting with Gun for Hire Radio.
Aye, big time.
We've gone from zero to 100,000 listeners a week
in the
first 25
guys.
Years. Number one in the nation. Now we've got CBS News National came in with a whole film crew and covered us because they just couldn't understand the phenomenon that was going on.
So if
can you imagine if we had 5,000 people in Toms River? I don't think Toms River holds 5,000.
I don't know that we could do that. but I got to say that your success is our success and
yes.
Vice versa. Okay,
correct.
Because this is this movement that we have going on here, this movement to restore our and preserve our right to keep and bear arms for legitimate purposes. Is something that you know we're all in together, and I think it is cumulative, and we help each other.
Hey, Frank, one of our very important sponsors who donates a lot of money and everything is Vista Parking. Have you ever flown out of Newark and used
I have.
Them?
I've used Vista Parking.
And what do you think?
I think they're phenomenal.
VistaParking.com. Tom, the owner, is a strong Second Amendment advocate. And Sandy, I just got a few emails from listeners, Andrew Pinelli and a few other listeners that used Vista, Stan Bell, and they loved it.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
and they did it because of our show. And Tom called me up and he goes, you know, more and more people are coming in and mentioning Gun for Hire and Gun for Hire Radio. So thank you for all your support. And Frank, thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, The Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area, with over 300 handguns in stock. You'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rutgers Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio.
And you're back listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. And we're here with Evan Knappen, the star of the show tonight. Huh?
You let the cat out of the bag.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Before we bring Evan, before we bring Evan on, I just want to talk
to... You know, the three of us are very dangerous.
Oh, yeah, this is bad.
This is very bad.
One of our sponsors, the Motorcycle Mall, I just want to talk about the Motorcycle Mall for a second. They'll be moving into their new 100,000-square-foot facility
place
in Belleville.
That place is huge.
Yes, and they're going to have a big grand opening, and right now they're still running Gun for Hire specials. Rich Ganello or either one of the Johns, John or John Jr., go in and ask for a Yamaha generator, and they will hook you up, okay? They're much cheaper than other nationally priced generators, which names we can't say
because
we got
say.
In trouble for the last show. But yeah, they also have a great Facebook page. It's facebook.com/motorcyclemall. Check them out. Go in and ask for Ganello or Resinetti or Resinetti and tell them Gun for Hire Radio sent you. So we got Evan sitting here, and his son Ted is here. Teddy was named after Teddy Roosevelt, correct?
That's correct.
Teddy's as tall as Evan.
Yes.
Yeah, Teddy's 15, and he's full varsity, he's sophomore. And he's,
damn.
He works out three times a week with his trainer. He's in
Teddy,
good shape.
Teddy was carrying the books and stuff in.
He's
and,
lugger.
And he said he was working. I said, do you work for food? Or bullets, or money. He said, no, he works for bullets.
There so, you go. That's good.
That's a
well,
good
I do indulge
spoken
him.
Like a true Napin.
Yeah.
So
well,
I like that.
Yeah.
So, Evan, what did you think of tonight's rally we had here? With
this
New
was
Jersey
awesome, Service? Wasn't it? Isn't it great when we get a whole bunch of folks that all feel the way we feel? And, you know, unfortunately, my message, you know, there's a lot of, you know, danger in what I have to say because it's real and I don't want to see anybody get burned under New Jersey law. So, but on the other hand, I think everyone really appreciates being empowered by the knowledge so they know not to make the mistakes.
You answered a hell of a lot of questions
tonight.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely, a lot. And I love doing that. I love answering those questions. I really, really enjoy it. You know, I remember before I, you know, got into gun law, you know, I had questions. You know, I was in the same. But, you know, after 23 years of practicing law in this focused area and written three books and you know, all these adventures in defending law-abiding criminals. I have this base of knowledge that is really helpful to folks
law
in your listening. Law-abiding criminals, yeah, and, you know, and that's the thing.
Yes, yes.
Well, I've been there through it all, you know, from the day the assault weapon ban was proposed to all the different players and issues. And, you know, so it's in that regard, I feel I have a resource that I can give to the movement here. I really, and I enjoy doing that.
Now, I noticed your whole family was here today, so you
yes.
still have deep roots in New Jersey, as well as your business.
Oh, yeah, I do in my business, you know. And we come here, and, you know, it's interesting to have the lifestyle difference between living in New Hampshire and living in New Jersey, and I would never appreciate New Hampshire as much as I do if I hadn't lived in New Jersey. You know, I've you know, served a sentence here, as we say.
served
time, done
he
done
escaped.
My time.
Yes, he was paroled
but
to New
I
Hampshire.
Keep coming back to New Jersey as a guerrilla fighter behind enemy lines. And I'm fortunate to have my brother and my partner of many years, Rich Gilbert,
Rich,
my brother Louis Knappen, and Rich is here now. And we fight as a team and we believe in what we do. And I can't get away from that. I don't want to get away from that. I don't until we're done, till we win, till we win, till we
and
declare
do you,
victory.
Do you feel like we're ever going to win?
One day, sure. Why would we think otherwise?
Well,
victory. We truth is on our side. We will win one
we
day.
We know the truth is on our side, but our governor isn't, our senators aren't, our congressmen aren't, and most of the voters aren't really rallying behind us. So
did
other
Christie
than a lawsuit,
surprise you?
Look, I'll tell you why. One of the reasons we're winning. No, well, not really. He didn't surprise. But one of the reasons we're winning is, look, the polls even, like we talked about last time, you know, the first time ever that the polls show more people would oppose an assault weapon ban
yeah,
than not.
Right.
Well, look, right after Patrick Purdy and all that, we couldn't find a single friend on the Hill.
Correct.
And look, we can win. We absolutely can win. I know in my heart we can win. I know one day we will, because Teddy here, he has a right to the same freedoms and liberty and enjoyment, and that generation and these guys, you know, they deserve it. They're going to get the fruits of our labor. Okay, it's going to go to them.
Well, we're starting to see the young blood coming into the fall.
Absolutely,
which is
absolutely,
great.
And you know,
it's
and a lot of things have contributed to that too. You know, there's a lot of not all the, you know, youth are stupid. I mean, they see and they enjoy the freedoms. They want to have it. They want to enjoy it. And a lot of times the things that kids do translate into it. I mean, it's one thing to play video games, right? And it's another thing to actually shoot the gun that you're playing on the video game.
And most kids enjoy
right.
shooting an actual gun better than video games.
Right. And if you want to shoot, you know, you want to play paintball with paintball markers, well, you know, it's... Well, you know what it is? It's a gateway gun. That's what that is. So
like
we got
it.
So videos are gateway guns,
yeah,
and
yes.
Paintball is gateway gun, and soft air is gateway gun, cap guns, you know. So I'm very much in favor of gateway guns, and that's why we fight to protect them too.
And in New Jersey, we do have to fight to protect them.
Yeah, yes. Because that's why the antis want to ban them, and they want to force, you know, all these. Look, when they have gun buybacks for toy guns, they appreciate what's going on there. You know, they know that if we get young people to like guns, oh my God, imagine that, like guns, then that's going to spread to. Throughout their life of liking guns.
So we're here tonight. Obviously, this organization, a much younger crowd. Like the, yeah. I joke, the average NRA member is 147 years old. I guess the average NJ2AS member tonight was about 40.
Yeah, about that.
Which is which is not
bad. And
there
was a lot
bad.
Of young blood here too. You know, a lot of 20 something.
For a new organization. But what else can we do, Evan? I mean, we're at this. I feel we're almost, you know, at a point where it's too late.
Well, I'll tell you one of the things is what you're doing right now. This is innovation. Your radio program, having a podcast that addresses these issues, is innovative. And as we keep doing things like that, you know, good guys like yourself that do things like that, and I believe in our ability to win and to succeed because of that. We're going to keep pushing these issues. We're going to explore the new technologies. We're going to get the word out and educate.
It's funny you say that because I get emails all the time. Is this legal? Can I do this? What's that? I find myself more and more emailing the people and just copying and pasting the link and say, listen to show 24 with Evan on it. Listen to show 19 with Scott Bach on it.
Yeah.
And then they'll email back, thank you so much.
Like, there's the answer. They actually got it. Yeah.
And I didn't realize New Jersey was so bad. I like you know, getting these new gun owners and having them realize how bad the state really is and how easy it is for them to become a criminal. You know, we're always pushing your book so people stay out of trouble. Because people, right away, when they go to... I just had Amani Toomer. He was a wide receiver for the Giants. He played for 12 years. He retired. Stops in my school. He goes to Tennessee or Texas for some celebrity shoot, and he shoots all kinds of guns. So he gets the bug. So he comes to my school, and he says, I'm going to buy some guns. When I explained the laws and the rules and regulations, he was shaking his head because he lives in New Jersey, and he couldn't believe what he has to go through. So he ended up taking a class where we supply the guns, and he's, like, hot right now. He wants to buy guns, and he knows he can't. He has to wait for Weehawken to process his paperwork,
right,
which who knows how many months it's going to take. Doesn't matter if he's a celebrity or not. He's got to wait like the rest of us. But our job is constantly to educate people.
Absolutely. And if we can contrast it with other places that are free, people have got to. What happened is we're becoming like the elephant with the rope around his leg.
Yes.
And you don't want to, you know, we got to really, we can break that and see that other places have.
I like that analogy.
That's it.
We are the elephant with the rope around our
right. You know, they're just so used to being chained up.
I got to tell you, I ran into a guy who, at a UPS store.
I don't do car accidents.
No, that's true. He was at a UPS store who wanted to know when you're coming back on the show.
Nice.
We'll be right back. For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 866-NRA-GUN-1. That's 866-NRA-GUN and the number 1. You can find out more at nragunCare.com. Freedom Energy is a leader in commercial solar energy. Ron says not only does solar make good economical and environmental sense, since a special government rebate now lets you pay for your initial investment in less than 5 years, which means you not only can get off the grid and make your own free energy, but you can actually put cash in your pocket at the same time. Self-sustaining solar also makes patriotic sense. Since our nation's enemies are also our energy masters, every time you flip on a switch, Ron says you're buying an IED or AK for a jihadi terrorist. If you own a commercial building, you could be tightening the noose around the necks of our enemies while at the same time enjoying the benefit of free electric. Doesn't get any better than that.
But you really gotta act fast. The government rebate giveaway ends forever on midnight, December 31st. And even if you don't have cash in the bank, Ron has financing available. He's even got a group of investors who will foot the entire bill, then pay you cash to rent your roof and give you access to electric at half of what you're paying now. Plus, if the power goes down for any reason, you'll still be up and running. Building owners, call Ron Sousa directly today at 973-265-2900 and ask him about the special deal exclusively for Gun for Hire listeners. Physical Graffiti is New Jersey's highest-rated tattoo and body piercing studio. They've got the largest selection of tattoo designs and body jewelry anywhere. They carry it all, from pure 316 LVM surgical implant-grade stainless steel to 14-karat white and yellow gold. And if you're really looking for something to make a statement, they've even got platinum and diamonds. Paul's tattoos are amazing, unlike anything you could ever imagine. And his artists are handpicked by him and are proficient in all styles, from traditional to new school, Japanese, tribal, and even portraits. There's nothing they don't do. Looking for something totally different? Paul says their black and gray tattoos really kick ass. And if blow your mind color is your thing, Paul's trademark technique guarantees to lay in color so solid and vibrant it'll make your eyes bleed. Physical Graffiti is no newcomer. It's been, as Paul puts it, kicking ass for damn near 20 years. Check them out on the web at physicalgraffiti.net or just swing by in person. They're located at 275 West St. George's Avenue in Linden, New Jersey. Call them today for directions at 908-925-5288. Physical Graffiti, when you want to treat yourself to the very best. And you're back listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. So, Evan, I'm in a UPS store this morning, okay, and I'm sending out a package at the UPS store, and the guy notices, goes, "You're the Gun for Hire Radio guy." I said, "Yeah." He goes, "When is Evan Knappen coming back on the show?"
Oh.
I said, "Tonight, if you want to actually come and hear him speak."
I'm impressed.
Yes. We got a lot of emails after
the
last show.
I got a fan in Brown.
Yes, a fan in Brown.
We have a lot of fans. I have a lot of students, UPS drivers, and people that work in the office. So we have plenty. There, a lot of them are gun guys.
Good.
I think they ship so many boxes with guns and ammo, it intrigues them.
Of course.
You know?
Yeah,
These heavy damn boxes I got to deliver. What's in them? Why are these people buying all this ammo? There must be something good about it.
You know what I thought the coolest thing was when CBS came to film Gun for Hire Radio. The producer was there. The camera guy turns out to be a gun guy.
As usual.
And he's staring at, you know, all the guns all on the walls. And halfway through the taping, here's the cameraman playing with an AR-15.
Yeah,
it was the coolest thing. And the producer's like, "Can we continue on? In a minute.
He said, she was no friend of guns, the CBS producer.
Really?
But the cameraman was.
She came around.
Yeah, we warmed her up a little bit. So, Evan, what are we going to do in New Jersey? What do you think our next step should be? We have these lawsuits going on, NJ2AS lawsuit, SAF lawsuit, ANJRPC lawsuit. Scott is preparing something big that we can't talk about right now on the air that you're aware of.
Right.
And so am I. Evan and I both know what it is, but we're not allowed to tell each other. We're sworn to
secrecy.
Well,
we are doing, right. There is a lot going on. And you know what? I'll tell you, there's been one of the best things that New Jersey has going for it now is that we finally have the gun groups really with great leadership, and we have
this is for sure.
Both groups, great leadership, and both groups are not fighting with each other. Imagine that. Mm-hmm. We actually are fighting together, doing, you know. And I'm a part of both groups. You're a part of both
Frank
groups.
Frank said it's like having a hammer and the anvil.
Right.
Frank said that,
and it's
that's
really
a great
analogy because there are many states where the gun movement is fractured.
Correct. They're fighting each other. They're constantly fighting. They're constantly fighting each other at odds. Well, because we always have these hardliners too, right, Evan? And the no compromise people. We have to have some compromise. I myself find myself being a hardliner many times.
Well,
but I know that as I get older, we have to have some form of compromise.
We never want perfect to be the enemy of good.
We never want perfect to be the enemy.
It's very important. And this is where you see, like, hardcore, where you can be a purist. I mean, I'm a purist in my heart about the gun issue, but then you have to face practicalities. We lost our rights one bit at a time. We've got to gain them back one bit at a time. And if we get a bill that has a lot of good stuff, even though it could be better, but we can get the good stuff passed. We want to pass the good stuff and not say, oh, it's not perfect, and then criticize it and sink it. And that's what we see happen.
That's one of the biggest problems, is that everybody wants to have it all perfect, all in line. And if it's not exactly the way they envision it, they fight against
it. And that, we see that a lot, and you see it a lot federally as well. So, you know, even with HR 822, you see that there
Perfect example.
You see some that are pro-gun criticizing it. And they're criticizing it because it could be better. And here's where it could be better. And here's, you know.
Of course,
and
I go, it could
look,
be better.
Yeah, of course. And there's always room for improvement. But if this is positioned with all these sponsors and we can get it through, we want to get it through. And then we come back for more. Just like they've been doing to us. The antis have been doing to us.
Right. Like the salami.
It's salami, but instead we're building it back.
Yeah. Right.
And that's what it takes to win. And, you know, the antis laugh at us when the hardcore causes us grief.
Correct.
Because they become as...
We give them ammunition.
Right. The hardcore becomes useful idiots, as the saying goes, for the antis.
Correct.
Yeah. So it's a problem.
And what else? I mean, we have these great societies doing these. That was Evan squeezing a water bottle. He's trying to impress the song.
That was pretty good.
You just drove the engineer right out of his mind, you know.
That was really, I didn't realize it was a crackle bottle.
At least you're not chewing.
I'm going to chew ice.
John, the post-production guy's going to go
nuts. Sound on the radio,
actually.
And Evan, on a personal note here, you are a true patriot. Your three children. Tell us why you named your three children and what you named them. Everybody should know this.
The first was Tweedledum and Tweedledummer. No, I'm just kidding. No. What we did was we didn't know. We named my oldest son is Ethan.
Okay.
Right. And Ethan, of course, for Ethan Allen and our tie-in. And then
the furniture guy?
Yeah, the furniture guy. That's it. The furniture. See, that's what most of you go, yeah, the furniture. No, there's a reason that. All right, well, anyway. So, and then my next child, who is sitting right next to me, who we call Teddy. His name is actually Nathaniel Knappen.
Mm-hmm.
And his middle name is Baird. Nathaniel for Nathaniel Greene, who was a great Revolutionary War
Correct.
General fighting with George Washington. But since his middle name was Baird, since that's from my wife's side, which is actually part of the Baird Castle in Scotland, and Baird, but he was such a cute little guy, he was like Teddy Baird. So, and we loved Roosevelt, and so Teddy stuck as a nickname, even though his name isn't Theodore. So that's Teddy, and big admirer. And then my daughter,
listen to this,
Abigail, which of course Abigail Adams, but more than that, Abigail's name is Abigail Yarrow Knappen. And being a fan of Ayn Rand, her initials conveniently spell Ayn, A-Y-N. So there you go. Yeah, so we tried to put some thought into this. Oh, yeah. So, and that's the deal. And they're all...
Not everybody knows that Boardwalk Empire, you know, story, which I thought was really tough.
Yeah, well, that's true. I do...
Should we talk about
that? No, I don't want to get into that Boardwalk. No, I'm going to go further into that one. But, yeah, it was probably, you know... suffice to say that my grandfather was a magistrate. And he was a magistrate in the 4th Ward in Atlantic City.
Nice.
That's all we need to say.
That's all we need to say about that.
Yes.
The 4th Ward in Atlantic City hasn't changed.
Yeah, right. Never, not changed one bit.
Mm-hmm. They owned a lot of stuff that fell off the back of horse-drawn trucks back then.
Absolutely.
And so, Evan, again, I think it's great that you're here. We're going to line you up for a bunch more shows.
I love doing
some
shows.
More remote stuff.
I sneak
Sandy,
back.
Sandy and I are going to come up in January for 3 days.
We
want
to
shoot
cases.
Some machine guns.
Yeah. We can do all that. NFA, full auto, et cetera. We got all kinds of good stuff.
Because it is New Hampshire.
Oh, it's totally, and, you know, there's no law. There's no state law in New Hampshire that prohibits a machine gun or suppressor or any, just none. It's only federal law. Federal law is all controlling on that. That's it. There's no such charge in New Hampshire as unlawful possession of a machine gun.
Do you think New Jersey will ever be there like New Hampshire?
One day. We're going to
really
win.
Think
we are
so.
Going to win. We're going to win. It
you
may
really
take
think
a total,
so.
You know, eruption and whatever. But we are. Yeah. Why are you giving up? I'm not giving up.
I'm
are you giving
here,
up?
Aren't I? I spend
None
money
of us are giving
week
up
to do this show.
Well, we're not giving
all
up.
Right? I drive all the way down
it's
here.
It's going to happen.
I'm here. I'm not voting with my
it's
feet.
Happen.
I've said it before, but you know, sometimes I just
progress.
Get a little beat up. That's all.
I hear you.
All right. I don't
look. Let me give you a good example. You want to know what would change? Okay. H.R. 822 will be a game changer.
Yes.
Okay, it'll all these people that are able to carry on their other license in an elitist, obnoxious, evil policy that New Jersey have will end. Okay, and that pressure will be enormous. Things like that will happen, and we're working
okay.
toward them.
And
it's, that's
it
all
for
stuff
guys
for being
like
positive
you,
about
and
it.
And it wasn't for guys like you and me and Sandy, we wouldn't be doing it, and we are doing it.
That's right, and I, making it happen. This is good stuff. It really
you,
is.
I can't thank you guys enough for what you do. To Evan and Teddy and Rich, thanks again for putting everything into what you do. And travel safe.
Oh, yeah.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and all that stuff.
All that other stuff.
Thank you, guys.
You're a troubled man. Back in a minute.
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's urban defense institute for over 30 years, with four state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, two of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
Well, I warn you, and here we are.
So, listening to Evan Knappen, it does give us some hope, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
You know, guys like him, Frank Fiammingo, Scott Bach, fighting for our rights. I guess we take ourselves for granted, but I guess guys like us too, huh? We're doing it.
You know, it's interesting too to hear Evan. It kind of boosts you up a little bit.
Yeah.
And, if anything, that's what Gun for Hire Radio is all about. That's what New Jersey Second Amendment Society is all
about. Correct.
It's about the camaraderie, getting to know that there are other people just like you.
There are other people just like me?
Well, not like you.
Wow. But, yeah, it does give you some hope because, you know, after everything came out with Christie and the New Jersey Second Amendment Society setback with the state police, with the established compliance, you know, it makes us feel like we're fighting such a fucking uphill battle. It makes us feel like we're fighting such an uphill battle. See, that's why I use the F word there. Again, I'm sorry. You know, it's just tough. I want to take a minute. Again, look at our sponsor list and listen to our commercials. Go on and thank our sponsors. Milcom is in New Jersey. The Bullet Hole is in New Jersey. Vista Parking is in
New
Jersey.
Jersey.
I mean, I'm going to be announcing a new sponsor next week that approached us. I mean, and they're all gold standard sponsors.
Absolutely.
We don't have any crap. We surround ourselves with all winners. I mean, our stuff is so respected that UncleDroid.com, Ivan approached us, and he developed the Android app free of charge.
Yeah, that was
because
incredible.
He said he wanted to support the Second Amendment.
And everybody approaches us when we do all these remotes, and they all want to know how to continue. They all want to donate to us.
Correct.
And we keep saying just patronize the sponsors.
I mean, Motorcycle Mall is offering specials on generators.
Yeah.
Paul Nolan from Physical Graffiti is, you know, going there right now. Tattoos, he has specials till December. He'll tattoo a Gun for Hire tattoo for you. No charge. I pay for that if you want Gun for Hire on you. And Ron Sousa, Freedom Energy. We're going to be working on some new stuff with Ron in upcoming episodes. But Ron is such a strong advocate and supporter of Gun for Hire Radio. I can't thank him enough for standing strong and stepping in with us, you know. And we're working on an app, Sandy, the Gun for Hire app. It's going to be called Group Therapy.
Really?
It should be out right around Christmas time. It's going to diagnose your shooting.
Nice. Is that for iPhone? Or?
Well, first it'll be iPhone, and then we'll switch over to the Android app also.
Sweet.
So it's going to be pretty cool. We're going to, you know, where you press on the target where you're shooting, and it tells you what you're doing wrong.
Cool.
And then it tells you how to improve your shot. So I've been designing that with an app guy for a couple of months now. We had pictures and video to take, so you look for that coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, it sounds really pretty cool.
It's going to be really cool. And we're going to do more remotes. I would love to hear more emails from our listeners. You know, talk back at Gun for Hire Radio. Send us emails and tell us what else you want us to answer. You see, we get the best of the best. I mean, the Nappens, the Box, the Schmutters.
What amazes me now is the number of international listeners we have.
Isn't that funny?
It is. It is funny.
Didn't
I mean,
our Lipstick Bodyguard got orders from where?
From San Juan, Puerto Rico.
That's amazing, so funny. Right? Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I mean, again, the background noise you hear, it's the meeting is winding down now.
Yeah.
The hundreds of people all filed out the door, but there's a few people having some sidebar conversations in here right now. But, I mean, we really rock tonight. It's unbelievable. It does give us some encouragement. It makes me feel better when Nappen says, and Frank Flamingo says, that we're doing a great job. I don't feel it sometimes. I feel like we're running uphill, which I don't do that often unless at gunpoint or something. But, you know, it's just we kind of get beat down a little bit, and it's a little discouraging.
Well, you know, it's like everything else in Jersey. You feel as if you're working in a vacuum.
Correct.
And then we get you get some great emails, like and running into that guy in the UPS store, which
sure.
was really kind of funny.
You know, a shout out to Gary Allison came here tonight, even though his car broke down, he made it. And Tom Titansky, who's been on the reverse hunger strike with us, and Corey Vaughn for about a month and a half now. Tom had emergency heart surgery, so he's doing much better. And I just want to say a word out to him, which is really nice. And I have a bunch of classes coming up. Is it time for me to discuss them now?
Yes, it is.
I have, get your non-resident CCW now. We have 5 locations in New Jersey now, not just 4. We have 5 locations. And we're doing the Utah non-resident CCW and Florida. We also, Build-A-Bear would be a great private class or a nice Christmas gift by appointment only, where you build your own AR. On December 11th in Belleville, we have Sims Force on Force Training. Popular Mechanics did a cover article on us for that. On 12/11, also in our Cedar Grove range, we have a second step shotgun course, which helps you prepare for home invasion. We also just introduced a new class, Sandy, Quick Clot for the outdoorsman and sportsman.
Absolutely, a great class.
Yes, my guys that were over in Afghanistan and in Iraq are certified Quick Clot instructors. I mean, this class is $79. You get the $40 Quick Clot with the class.
Oh my God, really?
And we teach you how to apply it, use it, maintain it, and everything. Great class. We're having that on December 13th in Belleville. And then in Winslow on 12/17, we're having a second steps pistol class, which is if you've taken a first steps or an NRA basic pistol, this will be some moving and shooting, so some running gun for you. And then on December 18th in Belleville, or maybe in Randolph, I'm not sure, we're having a range safety officer class, which is going to be really cool. So Gun for Hire is now in 5 locations in New Jersey, from north to Randolph all the way down south to Winslow.
Sweet. So
not
you got
bad,
the entire
huh?
state cutter. Yeah,
pretty much
bad.
The entire state. Just a few counties I'm not allowed in. I think Mercer's one of them.
Dude, there's a lot of counties we're not allowed in.
This is true. We're going to have some great show specials coming up in the next few weeks for the holidays. Am I correct?
Yes, absolutely.
And we're going to have our sponsors on. We want our sponsors to come on and thank our listeners for all the support.
Yeah, for all the support that they've... And we want to thank them again. We're very, very thankful for all of those sponsors.
You know, again, if you don't buy from the sponsors, just send them an email and tell them you'll listen to Gun for Hire Radio and you appreciate their support, because we need it. Because if we are going to get 1 million listeners on our show and we are going to change the footprint of the state of New Jersey, we need all of you, sponsors included.
Absolutely. And even though a growing segment of you hate it when I say this, looks like you wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. And we do thank you.
Thank you all for your support.
Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, thanks for listening.
And please take a moment to rub it in the faces of all those freedom-loathing anti-gunners by giving this show a high rating on iTunes, Zune, and BlackBerry, and by telling a friend about the show. We need your help to break our goal of 1 million listeners by the end of 2012. Thanks for listening. See you next week.